Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with a beef export perspective with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. We're back in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fall bred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to Express Ranch. Fight back at flies this season with ready-to-use Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide with IGR. Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide controls houseflies, stable flies, horse flies, black flies, horn flies, and deer flies on cattle with just one application and zero withdrawal. And it's the first cattle insecticide pour-on product to include an insect growth regulator. Fight back with Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions. Our own Casey Shepard had the opportunity to talk with the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom, about beef exports and the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic.
How has COVID-19 changed the Meat Federation's efforts in the global market so far?
I think like everybody, it's forced us to be very fluid and very creative in how we deal with the market. One size does not fit all. All the markets across the world have reacted a little differently, but I think suffice it to say, it's not business as usual. We have to adapt accordingly.
Has drop in the slaughter hurting yet as far as production goes in the international markets?
Well, I think so far, you know, through March especially, we haven't seen a lot of an impact. But now that we're well into April, the more press that hits, the more concern there is, because we're seen as the gold standard and started in terms of being a reliable supply partner to key markets like Asia and Latin America. I think there's concern, but so far the disruption has been, I think, minimal.
Let's talk a little bit about the several of our key markets like Japan, Taiwan, China, and Hong Kong. How are we doing getting in all the phytosanitary verbiage in place for phase one?
Well, I think business in general in Asia is doing very well. And I start with Asia because most of Asia is starting to come out of the cloud of the COVID-19 impact. Markets like China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Korea in particular have either relaxed restrictions or are in the process of relaxing. This was the first week of relaxed restrictions in Korea, for example. And those other markets that I mentioned have been relaxed for several weeks now. So they're starting to see restaurants reopen. They're starting to see demand and consumption increase. Now, it's by no means normal, but the way I'm kind of paraphrasing it is it's on the path back to normal. And specifically about Japan, our largest export market on beef, you know, the Japan-U.S. free trade, or I should say agricultural agreement that was enacted on January 1 has been, we're already seeing results through the official stats through February. Global exports are up 10%, and Japan is up 10% on beef, and I think it's already paying dividends. This is by far the best news we've had in a long time, was this Japan-U.S. ag agreement. So, yeah, to start the year off, we're off to a very good start there.
What does Mexico look like for us?
Well, Mexico started out down slightly. In general, actually, the official stats through February were up 5%, but we'll be down a little bit in March and April. Keep in mind that Mexico's lagging Asia. It's actually lagging the U.S. in terms of the COVID-19 effect. They've only been in their lockdown now a couple of weeks, and I think it's going to be we'll have to see what happens, but I think the Latin American infrastructure is probably not equipped as well as Asia as far as a speedy recovery. But, you know, I could be wrong. I mean, we still have a dominant share of imports down into Mexico, and demand is relatively pretty good as well. But, you know, they're big on tourism, obviously, in Mexico and Central America. And, you know, unfortunately, like it is here, the food service industry, the tourism industry is for the most part shut down at the moment.
Our own Casey Shepard talking with Dan Hallstrom, the CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.